Dave Moore on Today FM.
Johnny B, Johnny Smacks, good morning.
Dave, great to be here.
What's Dave crack, Moore, lads? Big Dave, what's the crack?
Are you as well, lads?
Unbelievable. Sure, getting away with it. Like a fella driving the back roads with no tax. Can I get away with it? It's not hectic. Some people, a lot of people are saying, how are they still doing that? But it's still on the road.
No, see, I'm not having any of this humble nonsense. You guys are flying.
We're only two old fools now down Tipperary. Sure, old holes in our pockets and old stones in our shoes and damp socks.
Smacks walked in here and I'm so jealous of his Jordan jacket. I am literally like, going, there's no holes in his pockets.
I bought that me holiday. So I treated myself. Yeah.
You're right.
It is, yeah, I kind of feel like I'm kind of dressing like an American a bit.
100%.
But I'm getting away with it. I've got two kind of styles. Right. One is cowboy from Yellowstone and one is gangster rapper from 1992. And it never goes, it's one or the other.
That's any day he walks in the door, you never know what you're getting. Yeah. Yeehaw.
Does the personality follow though? Like, are you, if you're a gangster rapper from 1992, is Johnny B in trouble?
Like? Yeah, like I come in like Eazy-E. Okay. And then like I could come in another day like Kevin Costner, just be like, where's the coffee? It's a wild ride in our office.
I'll tell you, Dave, I'm panicking now because he started watching The Sopranos.
Oh, dear.
He's going to come in the bowling shirts with a gun.
If Tony comes in the bowling shirts, you're
serious. Hey, Gabagool! Up to the deli looking for Gabagool.
I insist we're eating spaghetti every day for our lunch now as well, yeah. It's just getting stranger.
A meatball marinara. That's as far as it goes.
Tell me this, right? And be honest now, all the mess aside, okay? Look. We definitely preferred you. You're literally a phenomenon, okay? Like, the podcast is doing ridiculous things. You've been able to go on the telly. You've been able to go on radio. You've been able to sell it to Three Arena. You've been able to sell it. Do you ever have time to sit back, look at each other and go, Jesus, there's some fine amount of work we're doing? Or is it literally next thing, next thing, next thing?
Next thing, man. Sure, you're so focused on what you're doing. Like, you're talking about, right, the Three Arena. Yeah, but all the mad stuff we want to do for it. I'm not saying what we're doing, but there's something we're doing that's so outrageous, we have to go to England to do it.
Okay. While you're in the Three Arena?
No, but you're going to see the benefits.
Right, on the night. Okay.
So, yeah, it is stuff like that. You know, sooner finish, and, like, you probably have, like, we always make sure that, like, say, like, the Three Arena, the next day, us and a few of our friends will go for a few pints. Mm. But then that's it. That Monday, when you turn up, you're going, right, we've got St. Anne's Park coming up, or we've got like a new idea.
Now, it might be too early on the Monday, but...
Fair. Yeah, it's maybe lunchtime at least. But yeah, I think you have to. Like, I'd love to be sitting around thinking about how great we are, but like...
But even a pat on the back and a recognition amongst yourselves, like that, like what you've done has been so big, like so successful.
Yeah, but sure, more than yourself, you have a new radio show to do tomorrow. Mm. We have another podcast to do next week, and we don't work for anyone. Mm. That's ourselves, and we're driven, and... Like any topic we want to cover, we totally can. We can go any way with it, or we can get anyone on. There's no time for sitting around because you're waiting about the next thing and you're hungry to go learn about the next thing.
Yeah.
And you're always writing new content. Like, we only had Pat Short on the TV show and we're talking about Dunbelievable's tours and all, and they had an unbelievable show. Toured it for 3 years.
Yeah.
We have two podcasts a week, Dave.
I know. Yeah. Actually, let's have a listen to Pat Short on last, because this is some crack.
Ah. Time for the fancy breakfast, the Mud Moose Tea in the Ball. Just head to the Satellite Garage for the Jumbo Breakfast Roll. Two eggs, two sausages, two rats, two bacon, two bun, one black or white.
Ah.
So good.
So good.
So good, lads.
That's from the TV show, and it's filmed in a real pub. Mm.
This is the thing about the TV show I wanted to talk to you about. It isn't a set.
No. Yeah, no. We've seen people leaving comments like, can't believe RTÉ wasting money building a set like this. They haven't wasted any money. It's a real pub.
And have you seen the sweat coming out of people?
Yeah,
it's so hot. Pat Short looked like he was scuba diving. Pat's bland
melted. Pat's bland's eyebrows are falling off.
He's half the man. Yeah, half the man he was coming in. But it's a real pub out on screen in County Meath.
And that's what the best thing about this is because you can tell. And like, fair play to the people who think it's a set build. There's no one in RTÉ building a set that good.
No, really, 100%. But it was amazing. Like say the likes of Pat Short, like Johnny said, we grew up watching him.
Yeah.
And then like, you're hoping that when your guests come on, that they have enough trust in you that you're going to do something good with them. So when we go like, will you do the Jumbo Breakfast Run? He was like, I will. We were like, yes.
Yeah. I couldn't believe he was going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, as like putting the show together, but yes, as like 9-year-old me.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you look at it, it's actually embarrassing for me to look back. Like, my wife was like, you don't even look at me like that. And I'm looking, hanging on every word of Pat Short. And my favorite part was during the rehearsals, they were like, some of the crew are from the UK, okay. Right? So they've never heard of it. And they're like, can you give us a flavour of what it was like? I was like, here we go.
Here we go.
No problem. And I was nearly dead by the end of it. It was purple in the face.
Max did it word for word.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's our universe. We say the podcast to the music, yeah, to the live shows, to the TV show. It's the Two Johnnies universe.
It is a universe. At this point, it is. Like,
it's kind of Mr. Price Marvel universe. It's
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Life stuff is wild, isn't it? Like, you guys have gone from, you know, sure, it'd be great if we could put on a show to three arena a couple of times there, lads. That'll do you.
It's like,
the next one in, as you said, Pints in a Field. Difficult name for a festival because when you're doing the ads on the radio during the day, you can't say Pints.
Yes.
So all the ads are like the Two Johnnies one day festival
in a field
that we can't name.
The Two Johnnies in a field.
Wish we'd known that when we thought of it.
Yeah. But hang on, no, but see, things like this though, right? I think the title Pints in a Field, like, look, in fairness, you probably could have called it anything. Two Johnnies Live, it would have sold.
Yeah.
But to call a Pints in the Field immediately gives people exactly the sense of what's going on. And
good, because we don't know what's going on.
Look, the thing about it is, though, it's like everything you do, the tone of it is also true to the two of you. Because I know you well. Mm. You know, and like, it would be fairly easy to veer off and do something that would be out of your character, but you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, calling it Pints in the Field, you can't advertise it. In fact, are we even allowed to say Pints in the Field in this radio show? I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, that's what you guys would call it.
Mm. We wanted to call it Cans in a Field.
Yes.
But they said they wouldn't let us.
Okay. Because they can't serve cans there.
Right. Yeah. So specifically, it's pints in plastic cups.
Yeah,
and all that.
So plastic cups in the field didn't have the same ring to it.
And like this year, so it's us. We obviously headlined.
Sure.
It's like we're directing the film, putting ourselves in the main character.
Yeah, rightly so.
We've got the Venga Boys, Jimmy Buckley, and Bass Hunter.
It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. Like, you should have seen last year backstage. The first year we had Bass Hunter and Declan Ernie having a big heart-to-heart about life on the road.
You see, that is the stuff you can't pay money for.
And have you played Ibiza? And Declan Ernie's like, well, I haven't been to Ibiza, but I've done Drumlish, you know.
They're nearly the same.
Yeah, and Dahi O'Shea is the MC.
Yeah.
And we've had, like, Stephen Codeline come out as a special guest. Marty Moan, again, would you put them in the same festival? Not normally. But it just works. It's mad crack.
Yeah, no, it is mad crack. And people love it. That's the key thing.
I hadn't seen Wayne's World until a while ago.
Okay.
Right? And Johnny was going to me like, you know what we're doing? It's kind of like Wayne's World. I was like, I don't know what he's on about. So one night when I was on holidays, I was like, I'm going to watch it.
You watched it?
I rang him and was like, this is, our life has been played out already.
Yeah. Wayne and Garth.
So when Wayne and Garth put on the festival, that's pretty much what we're at.
Yeah. He didn't know he's been doing a bit for 8 years.
I guess.
Johnny B's been setting up the whole time.
It's the best crack. Like, the security always say to us afterwards, it's pretty much the biggest bar at any of the gigs.
Yeah.
And there's no fights.
No fights.
Like, we did the Musgrave Park in Cork. No fights. And they said, like, there was lads turning out of Florence and the Machine. Who's fighting at Florence and the Machine? Like, what kind of a pup do you have to be? She's upstage giving it socks and lads, you know. So, like, it's just the nicest day. And we always have a Care GAA area.
Of course.
Where the Care GAA do little fundraiser. They sell tickets for the Club Lotto and you can, there's a little target practice.
What's the Club Lotto prize the week after Pints in the Field? I presume it's more than 4 grand.
Well, I can tell
it's all legit. It's all legit, no?
At the moment, it's 11-2.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
And you can go on the app, Dave, and you can 3 for a 5.
Tell them all.
We've got our own Care GAA app. Now, you try and sell that to the older lads on the committee. There's an app, and I have to what? They're
it's
still
on your
going
phone.
Old school.
It's on your phone.
Listen, whatever it takes to get Care GAA the funding they need.
Absolutely.
Quick fire round, lads. Got to do that right here. Okay, so number one is, what are you currently obsessed with, each of you?
We're both listening to a lot of country music at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of the American, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton.
I would say we're addicted.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's Cowboys. Impressive. I'm thinking about becoming a Cowboy.
Cowboys, because you mentioned Cowboys already. So like, you're really getting into the Yellowstone Kevin Costner buzz.
But this is the problem, Dave. If I watch a TV show, that becomes my life.
Okay.
So it was The Sopranos.
But now, see, the problem with the Cowboy is he's allergic to horses.
Mm.
Oh, so you need to find a hairless horse.
Yeah, and I don't think there is such a thing. I've looked, there is a cat, but you can't ride a cat.
You shouldn't anyway.
You definitely shouldn't.
You would be some come down as a horse, as a cowboy. If you rocked into town up to the saloon and you parked your cat outside.
It'd want to be a big cat for me.
Okay, country music, brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Well, Marty Morrissey. It's probably a bit of an icon. And I do have a habit of ringing him when I'm drunk now. And
does he take the call?
I hope not.
Is he screening them on a Saturday night?
We WhatsApp him a bit. No, we're okay, out.
I've got Shea Givens.
Nice.
Yeah, we like as a soccer fan. Yeah, like. That was up there, yeah. Mm-hmm. May have fangirled him. He hasn't texted me back the last couple of times.
That's cool, they're mates.
I wait and hold.
Okay, open up the lunchbox when you're 8 years old, second class. Mm. What's inside the lunchbox?
Maybe one penguin bar, ham and cheese sandwich. Had that every day until about 16.
Yeah. Just Johnny's lunch was more Angela's Ashes. I was more futuristic.
What
with
did you have?
Dairy Lee Lunchables.
Nice.
And we weren't rich or anything like that, lads.
No. The boom. Start to make some Dairy Lunchables, lads. You're only throwing money away with lotions.
I did have
the little bits of ham were questionable.
Yeah, and I don't know where they ham there.
No, that's
I don't
what
want
I mean,
to throw
yeah.
like other
pink substance.
Yeah, other pink substances are available.
They were a cousin of ham.
They were some way related. And the final question is, which I like to ask all my guests because I don't. Is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Well,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Scrub it.
So can I show you?
Please. A lot of people do this. Like, you're not alone. A lot of people they need to go through the routine to see if they wash their legs.
Because I have something odd that I do when I dry myself that only my wife has cottoned onto, right? So if I'm in the shower, right, and I wash myself, I'll be like that, right? And then I go all one leg like that.
Wow.
All one leg like that. But then when I'm drying myself, she says I dry myself like a dog. Right. So if I'm drying down there, right?
Yeah.
Kind of dry like that.
I realise this is radio and nobody can see it, but you know what, lads? You're better off when you're not describing
that. Stick it up in social, lads. Do you know what I mean? Let us know if you do the same. Give us a text.
Johnny B, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Only if I've been playing hurling.
Fair. Okay. But if you're hopping in the shower, you're clean as a whistle, you're not going near them.
No, like a real man, I wash just down the business end of things.
Hair and hotspots.
That's it, yeah, 100%.
Just spits on himself. Hock to him.
Lads, it's so good to hang out, always. Best luck with points in the field, best luck with the three arena, best luck with everything you're doing. Love it.
Thanks. We love coming on. Thanks a million for having us on.
Thanks a million, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.